don't agree with his presentation. According to clear evidence we have had, it seems that a group of elements of the Rwandan Defense Force crossed our border and captured a corporal, police corporal, brought him back to Rwanda, to the other part of the border. And these brought his friends to fire to protect their position and protect our border. That is the first clash that occurred early in the morning. He brought in the GV and the Military Joint Commission of CIRGL, and that in the morning, probably around 10 or something like that, they took this boy, his corporal, took him out and killed him while his friends in the Congo side of the border were witnessing. This provoked the second clash. So if we are talking of provocation, it is really a deliberate provocation from Rwandan forces. And we are used with these games from our neighbors. Whenever we are trying to solve durably this problem, normally now we are trying to disarm these FDLR, you must see such games played from the other side of the border just to jeopardize the exercise and stop the exercise as if somebody there need peace. They need really these FDLR to remain in our country so that they have a pretext to be coming in whenever they want.
But the foreign minister is saying that you should stop your soldiers, the FARDC soldiers, from crossing into Rwandan villages. Will your government do that in order to ease tension between the two countries?
No soldier from Congolese army crossed the border. This is not true. I can confirm. No soldier from Congolese army crossed the border. But this morning, soldiers from Rwanda crossed our border and came in Congo.
So what is your government going to do about this situation? Because it appears that there is accusation and counter-accusation coming from both sides. How would you resolve this impasse and ensure peace between the two nations?
We must sit with our colleagues of ICRGL. They tried to deploy this joint commission where Rwandans and Congolese are part of, but they stopped it by firing, and this commission didn't deploy. We hope that tomorrow the conferences will allow this commission to deploy and start a fact-finding mission. So this is the only way to find the truth.
Will your government be willing to meet with officials from Kigali to resolve this problem that is generating tension between the two countries?
My dear, we used to meet. We met for quite a long time. We are meeting and we will meet. But if there is no goodwill, we think that nothing will come out.